Silver's a prophetic intercessor. Find out more about the lifestyle that comes with this mantle. Hello and welcome to Rivers of Prophesying. This is Silvia Crosslaw. Thank you to Tammy Forrester from New York State who gave her testimony about having received a mantle and stuff from the angels. You can leave your testimonies and comments on one of my social media pages. The links are in the description. For the next four podcasts, I will share snippets of my teaching Glory Keepers. Glory Keepers is an audio teaching meant to equip you so you learn how to set up, establish the glory in your home. It's Bible-based. There are practical tips as well as impartations in that teaching. So, looking at how the glory can manifest, and Exodus chapter 33, verse 19. Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." So Moses expected the glory to show up. He didn't expect nothing less. And God granted him his request because he was pleased with him. Because Moses followed and sought God's commands first and not his ways, not to make God comply with what he wanted. That doesn't work anyway. So as Moses sought God, he expected his glory to turn up. And if we look at Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 to 35. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken to the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him and he spoke to them. Afterwards, all the Israelites came near him and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. When he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil over back his face, until he went in to speak with the Lord. So what is this shining face thing going on? It looks to me like it's the first manifestation of the Shekinah glory. Shekinah comes from the Hebrew shekan and means to dwell or to reside. It's the Shekinah is a manifestation of the golden oil. It can land on your face or your hands. And that's a sign of dwelling daily in God's presence to worship, pray, receive his plan, strategies, visions, and general guidance. It's a It's a sign of approval. It's a seal of approval from God, basically. Moses was seeking God's will for his life, God's plans for his life, not his will. He was not trying to make God comply with his will. So there was an alignment. And that was why it was so easy for God to come down and meet with Moses, because there was alignment between Moses' will and God's will. They were one. So let me pray over you. Lord Almighty, your heart's desires and your heart's desire be one and the same. Align us with heaven. Align our homes with heaven. Let your will be done in our lives and are in heavens as in heaven. Let your will be done in us as in heaven. Lord, help us start with the amount of time we've got available each day to seek your guidance and build on that. Build a relationship on that. Whatever little time we've got each day, let this be your cornerstone that you will use to build your relationship with us, to build us up as your temples, and just to have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this podcast. The audio teaching is available in the shop, and the link is in the description. Thank you for listening to Rivers of Prophesying. Like and follow this podcast on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. The links are in the description.